Vampire Weekend, New Dido, I think that's how you pronounce it, Lay, Kalila, Orgel Sound, J-Pop, Goth Babe, NERD, and a bonus gem. So as you can see, there's a lot of great stuff here. We're going to get things going right away. One of my favorite intros into maybe my favorite new song right now. Here we go.
Okay. So I'm going to give you some things to taste, and you tell me what you think, okay? All right, taste this. Is that good? Real good? Okay, you like this. Alright, now wait. Taste this.
No turning back, day. There's no second chance, no third degree.
I sit alone in my four-cornered room staring at candles. Oh, that shit is on? Let me drop some shit like this here. At night I can't sleep. I toss and turn. Candlesticks in the dark. Visions of bodies being burned. Four walls just staring at a nigga. I'm paranoid sleeping with my finger on the trigger. My mother's always stressing I ain't living right. But I ain't going out without a fight. See, every time my eyes close, I start sweating and blood starts coming out my nose. It's somebody watching the act, but I don't know who it is, so I'm watching my back. I can see him when I'm deep in the covers. When I awake, I don't see the motherfucker. He owns a black hat like I own, a black suit and a cane like my own. Some might say take a chill, B, but fuck that shit. There's a nigga trying to kill me. I'm popping in the clip when the wind blows. Every 20 seconds got me peeping out my window. Investigating the joint for traps. Taking my telephone for text. I'm staring at the woman on the corner. It's fucked up when your mind is playing tricks on you. I drive big cars, everybody know me. It's like I'm a movie star, but late at night, something ain't right. I feel I'm being tailed by the same sucker's headlights. Is it that move that I ran off the block? Or is it that nigga last week that I shot? Or is it the one I beat for $5,000? Throwing Party had cane, but it was gold, not a flower. Reached under my seat, grab my papa for the suckers. Ain't no use to me lying, I was scared of a motherfucker. Put the left in the Popeyes and better die quick. If it's going down, let's get this shit over with. Here they come, just like I figured. I got my hand on the motherfucking trigger. When I saw them, make your ass start giggling. Three blind, crippling, crazy senior citizens. I live by the sword. I take my boys everywhere I go because I'm paranoid. I keep looking over my shoulder and peeping around corners. My mind is playing tricks on me. Day by day it's more impossible to cope. I feel like I'm the one that's doing dope. Can't keep a steady hand because I'm nervous. Every Sunday morning I'm in service, praying for forgiveness and trying to find an exit out the business. I know the Lord is looking at me, but yet and still it's hard for me to feel happy. I often drift when I drive, having fatal thoughts of suicide. Bang and get it over with, and then I'm worry free, but that's bullshit. I got a little boy to look after, and if I die, then my child will be a bastard. I had a woman down with me, but to me it seemed like she was down to get me. She helped me out in this shit, but to me she was just another bitch. Now she's back with her mother. Now I'm realizing that I love her. Now I'm feeling lonely. My mind is playing tricks on me.
This year, Halloween fell on a weekend. Me and Ghetto Boys are trick-or-treating. Robbing little kids for bags. Till an old man got behind our ass. So we speeded up the pace. Took a look back, and he was right before our face. He be in for a squad with no doubt. So I swung and hit the nigga in his mouth. He was going down, we figured. But this wasn't no ordinary nigga. He stood about 6 or 7 feet. Now that's the nigga I be seeing in my sleep. So we triple teamed on him, dropping them motherfucking bees on him. The more I swung, the more blood flew. Then he disappeared and my boys disappeared too. Then I felt just like a fiend. It wasn't even close to Halloween. It was dark as fuck on the streets. My hands were all bloody from punching on the concrete. Goddamn, homie. My mind is playing tricks on me.
Rest up those eyeballs. Your dose of 24 consecutive hours of essential cinema returns to the Cinematheque this spring. Join us for the 24-hour movie marathon, March 30th to 31st, 10 a.m. to 10 a.m. It's the Sleep Be Damned Challenge that only the most seasoned cinephiles dare to tussle with. A super secret lineup of films will be served, a medley of forgotten gems and art house hits from around the world. There will be prizes, complimentary craft beer, tasty treats, and much more. This event is 19+. Tickets are $60 and seating is very limited. Reserve your ticket today by visiting thecinematheque.ca. We are so happy because Fun Drive 2019 is officially over. What a great feeling. To everyone who donated their time, their energy, and their money, the people who forgot to donate now but will online at citr.ca/donate, those who couldn't donate this year but will next year, and to our community as a whole. CITR and Discorder just want to say...
Oh, that's good. Yeah, thanks everyone for donating to Fun Drive. And again, if you want to donate in the future or now, citr.ca/donate. It's really cool. The funds are going to be put to really good use around here. We were listening to, and that movie marathon piece sounds really cool. I might check that out. That's in a couple weeks. We were listening to Home Shake, and I've been playing quite a bit because I'm really into his back catalog, and then he just dropped a new album, Helium, and it's really quite good. It's getting kind of lukewarm, kind of average reviews, but I think it's strong 4-star stuff. There's something to be said, again, for just knowing your style, knowing your sound, putting it down consistently, and that's what I really look for in artists, and he's really doing that, or they're doing that as a band. And that track is called Secret Track. It's the last one on that new album, Helium, and it might be my favorite. Although that really spooky good one last week, All Night Long, was pretty damn good as well. Ghetto Boys, Mind Playing Tricks on Me, a classic from 1991. That's off of the album We Can't Be Stopped. The baritone voice, of course, that's the legend Scarface. You know, they didn't get a lot of respect. They were a Houston-based rap group, but in the 80s, it was New York or like NWA. So being from the South, they're really pioneers. And I guess they were booed off the stage in Madison Square Garden. And then booed off the stage in a smaller venue in New York the year or two prior. And then they dropped that song and they sold out Madison Square Garden. So I thought that was pretty cool. I didn't know that. Prior to that, Stevie Wonder. You know, he's probably my favorite artist, pound for pound. My Sherry Amore, 1969 classic. It was actually recorded a couple years earlier, but released during the summer or this year of love. One of the best songs ever. I think the first time I heard it was watching Almost Famous. I'm not sure if some of you remember that scene. But, yeah, that track's just absolutely top-notch. And the vocals, you know, you don't really get much better. Mac DeMarco, Nobody. This guy keeps on coming up with so much great music. I think he's on quite the classic run right now. You know, has been dropping albums for a good 8 years. And basically every song is pretty damn good, mostly great. So that's another gem, Nobody, just released a couple weeks ago. And Khalees, Intro, Tasties, the album from 2003. One of my favorite R&B albums by far. Neptune's production the whole way through, as well as some Raphael Sadiq sprinkled in. If you haven't heard that album front to back, do yourself a favor. I'm sure you'll recognize the song Milkshake, but everything else is really much better than that track. We're going to keep things going. This is Nico Case, one of the coolest outros on an album I've heard for a while. All right, stay tuned.
chase another song out of reach of human hands. We don't have control. I use major chords to make this a sadder song. An effective manipulation. Moonlight reflected is many times stronger.
Sunflower Yeah. doesn't love me when the saints relies to win me, but I still believe I'm dreaming all alone, and it feels so lonely, lonely. I just need somebody by my side to hold. One that's good to me, my win, my heart. Haven't I loved in a love in a while? The next one that's good to me, my win, my heart. Next one that's good to me, my win, my heart. That's good to me, my win, my heart. Haven't I loved in a love in a while? The next one that's good to me, my win, my heart. Next one that's good to me, my win, my heart.
I'm gonna prove you wrong. I'm gonna prove you wrong. bringing their ever-evolving sound to the Biltmore Cabaret on April 13th. You don't want to miss this. With guests Hatchie and Claude, grab your tickets at eventbrite.com or Red Cat Records.
Are You Aware Radio, alternate Thursdays 6 to 7 p.m. at CITR 101.9 FM. Profiling music and musicians take the route of positive action over apathy.
MRG Concerts presents Philly-based indie rock band Hopalong with guest Summer Cannibals, live in Vancouver. Catch them at the Biltmore Cabaret on April 7th. Tickets are moving fast, so grab yours at eventbrite.com or Red Cat Records.
Well, that sounds pretty good. I haven't heard of that band yet, Hopalong. Check them out. We are listening to a new remix of a record from a couple years back, Kalila's Take Me Apart. That was the year 2017, the year of Kalila, Lorde, and Taylor Swift, three best albums of that year by far. Oh yeah, Mac DeMarco too. But yeah, just really, really appreciated that record in 2017. And now they've just come out with a remix album in the last few months. And it's just really crazy. It's so good. That Bluff track, which was like kind of like an interlude, has just been expanded and created like this kind of calypso vibe with it. Santa Muerte Bluff 94 BPM is the name of the track. And the album is Take Me Apart, the remixes. I'm going to play a few more tracks off of that in the next in the upcoming weeks. But yeah, give that record a shot. It's really good. Lay, Haven't Had Love is a single. I'm really feeling this new artist. I haven't heard much of their work prior, but I played a couple tracks off of them and that song bangs. I'm really into it. And Dido, who would have thought, came out with a nice comeback record. The record's called Still On My Mind. The song we're listening to is called You Don't Need a God, and probably one of my favorite tracks. I was saying, oh yeah, The Nobody by Mac DeMarco, that's up there, and same with this one. It's really good. The rest of the album's just nice, solid, ambient, indie, electro, singer-songwriter fusion that she does so well, or did so well back in the 90s, but yeah, like I said, dropped a new album, Still On My Mind. It's actually quite good. Vampire Weekend featuring Stevie Lacey from the Internet. Sunflower is the track. It's off of the Sunflower Big Blue single. So that's four songs from this new record that's been released. I'm so looking forward to the Vampire Weekend album. I think it's going to be really good. That track is really good. And everything I've heard off of it, it's nice and solid. It's experimental. Different tempos, different sounds going on. So they're a really talented group, and they were making some of the best music around back in the late 2000s and early 2010s. So I have high expectations. Nico Case, Pitcher Honey, Hell On is the record from last year. Just probably my favorite voice in the entire business. There's nothing like Nico Case out there. And that first half, that kind of just moody, that moody blues just gets me every time. And the up-tempo rockabilly piece is nice, but it's just really that first half of that track that I think is just absolutely stellar. So we're going to say goodbye. We'll have quite a bit more music to play, so stay tuned. But we'll see you next week, 12.4. Hope you're enjoying the spring vibes. The sun's back out in Vancouver, at least, so people are happy and excited again. It's kind of funny. Hope you are, too. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next week. Thank you.
It just happened. So what? But they're all laughing. What's up? Why the tears? Have no fear. We are here for you. But I know how you feel. I know how you feel when no one cares. If you feel just like I feel, push, everything's push, plastic, no things real. Push, from push, your love, my face, let's see. Push, we're push, just dancing, no big deal. Push, hey, push, just let the bullshit pass. Stuck in this plastic life. Why the tears? We're all here for you. But I know how you feel. I know how you feel. And I do care.
Time. Everywhere I go, like I'm 17 and it's crystal clear that I don't ever want it to end. If I had my way, I would never leave. Keep building these random memories, turning our days into melodies. But since I can't stay, I'll just keep playing back these fragments of time. Everywhere I go, these moments will shine. I'll just keep playing back these fragments of time. Everywhere I go, these moments will shine.
This is Jeff from Wilco, and you're listening to CITR Vancouver.
101.9 FM in British Columbia. Jeez.
Hey, how you doing? This is Sean from Youth Brigade. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
We'll be right back.